You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC. Record crowds are flocking to the Frick Collection on the Upper East Side to see a small painting of a bird created almost 400 years ago. That's because the goldfinch, painted by Dutch artist Karel Fabritius in 1654, inspired Donna Tartt's new novel of the same name. So what's so special about this bird? Here to answer that question is WNYC's art critic, Deborah Solomon. Good morning, Deborah.
Hello. Good morning.
So, does the goldfinch deserve all the buzz? And if so, why?
Definitely. And it's very exciting to me to see a painting that did not come up at auction and did not sell for $100 million plus like a certain Francis Bacon and Andy Warhol, generating all this excitement in New York. It is a lesser known Dutch masterpiece, a small painting no bigger than the size of a legal sheet of paper of a bird, a deceptively simple image that is generating enormous excitement.
Why is it deceptively simple?
Deceptively simple because it consists of just a few elements. It consists of a bird standing on its feeder box, which is mounted on a white plaster wall. There are no pearls in the painting. There are no oriental carpets. There are no laughing men in big hats with feathers and lace collars, all the trappings we associate with Dutch painting. Instead, it's a very spare image in which you feel as if you are standing in a room with this bird and observing the morning light on a plaster wall.
Well, we spoke to some people who were at the Frick to view the goldfinch, and here's what they said.
What strikes me about the painting is how real the goldfinch looks, and the chain and the brass around it. Very real, like you can almost touch it. Very cool.
I read the Donna Tartt book, of course, and I had to see it after that. But this is a wonderful exhibition, and I wanted to see all the things that are as many as I could here. And obviously, there's a mob of people who agree with me.
They're already ordinary. Goldfinches are bright yellow. This is muted, very muted. It's kind of a disappointment.
That was Elise Tomashoff, Joel Lobenthal, and his wife, Anne Green. So, Deborah, why are people so fascinated by this painting?
Oh, my God. I have never seen the Frick crowded before. We usually love the Frick because it's the empty museum where you could actually get up close to the paintings. Well, I went on a Wednesday morning when I expected to have the galleries to myself, but instead there was a mob scene in the gallery with a real crowd standing in front of the goldfinch. Many people seem to be reading the book, the novel of the same title, in their reading groups. It's a bestseller, and it's also a very worthy book. And it has brought a whole new audience, I think, to the Frick.
Well, you know, Fabritius himself is a very interesting figure. He studied with Rembrandt, and he died young. He was only 32. Apparently, he got caught up in a huge gunpowder explosion in the city of Delft, where he lived. And it happened the same year he painted the goldfinch. Does that add to the mystique at all surrounding the piece?
Absolutely. Fabritius is a most poignant figure in art history, who was known as Rembrandt's most gifted student. And you can say art historically that he connects Rembrandt and Vermeer. Rembrandt is a painter, of course, of great drama, of chiaroscuro, of lightness and dark, of biblical scenes. And Vermeer is a painter of lightness and geometry. And Fabritius, if you look at the goldfinch, you can see how the painting looks forward to Vermeer's work. And this is really fascinating,
okay. That
in the same show, which consists of works borrowed from The Hague, the Moritzhaus Picture Gallery at The Hague, which is currently being renovated, we have both the goldfinch and the girl with the pearl earring. And it allows us to see how the goldfinch influenced Vermeer to paint the girl with the pearl earring. And you have to go see it to believe it.
Wow. Well, you know, we've been talking about the new Donna Tartt novel, The Goldfinch, which is perhaps maybe, you know, spurring a lot of this interest in the actual painting. And the main character in that novel, Theo Decker, is obsessed with the painting. What's the role of the painting in the book?
Well, we first meet the painting early in the book at the Metropolitan Museum, where, unfortunately, there is an explosion. And the museum is blown to smithereens,
and
the protagonist of the novel leaves the building with the painting. I love that she picked a painting that's not as well known as The Girl with the Pearl Earring, who, of course, there's already been a novel about that by Tracy Chevalier. There's been a film about The Girl with the Pearl Earring. This is a lesser-known Dutch masterpiece, and I love that the novel is drawing so much attention to this most worthy but unassuming and humble masterpiece. Listeners, what do you think? Look at the Goldfinch. We have it up on our website. Do you think it is a commanding painting, and why do you think it is commanding so much attention now?
And you can let us know on our website at WNYC.org. Deborah Solomon is WNYC's art critic. Thanks so much, Deborah.
Thank you, Sotirios.
You're listening to WNYC.